Here with what it says in the papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Justin. Possibly the most striking photo in the papers today is in the Irish Daily Star. It shows a car wrapped in plastic and chained to a lamppost. It's not a prank or a publicity stunt. It's in Malaga in Spain, where they've got a heavy rain warning, and the owner of this particular Mercedes decided not to see their car end up like the cars in Valencia 2 weeks ago, hence the plastic and the chain. The headline in the Star over the photo is "Car Proves Why COP29 Matters." Beneath that, a story from COP29 featuring Eamon Ryan disagreeing with the president of Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan, which is hosting COP, is itself rich in oil and gas. And the president told the conference that fossil fuels are a gift from God and we should use them. Eamon Ryan responded that the sun and wind are also a gift from God and we should use them more. The Star, like other papers, is preoccupied with the election. It reports that the Green Party leader has said that if they were in government, the wages of childcare workers may match those of teachers. The Irish Independent tells us that People Before Profit are proposing a four-day working week and two extra bank holidays. While the Irish Daily Mail quotes Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin saying that the party hasn't done a U-turn on its proposal to decriminalise some drugs, it's merely clarified what those drugs would be. In the Examiner, the Social Democrats say that small farmers are being led to a cliff edge by government policy, especially the EU nitrates derogation, which they say advantages big dairy and renders smaller farms unviable. And still on the campaign trail, the Mail quotes a Virgin Media interview in which Simon Harris says that he feels shame that so many Irish children are homeless. The newspaper's interest in the election seems to be matched by the voters. The Irish Sun reports that in the last month, 115,000 people have applied to register to vote, with a further 50,000 updating their details on the electoral register. In other news, the Belfast Telegraph reports that an electricity company in Belfast has been sending elderly and vulnerable customers gas bills, despite the fact that they have no gas boilers. The Irish Independent has a piece on the Medical Council annual report, which shows that one doctor has been reported to Gardaí. The reason being, the person wasn't a doctor at all, but still treating patients. And the Irish News reports on a scam where con artists are leaving comments on Facebook posts and funeral notices relating to road crashes. These comments include links to videos, supposedly of the crash site, but are in fact just ways of leading readers to sites where their personal details can be harvested. To America, and the Irish Times reports that an Irish woman may be nominated by President-elect Trump to lead the Federal Trade Commission. She's Gail Slater, originally Gail Conlon from Dalkey in Dublin, and during the campaign she worked as an advisor for vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance. And the Mail goes through some other Trump nominees. The new Secretary for Homeland Security will be Kristi Noem. She's the governor of South Dakota, who became famous because she shot the family dog, which she says she hated. She also boasted that her granddaughter owned a gun and a shotgun. The granddaughter was two at the time. The man expected to be appointed ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, who said years ago that there is no such thing as a Palestinian. And the new defence secretary will be Pete Hegseth, former soldier and TV presenter, who says he hasn't really washed his hands in 10 years because germs are not a real thing.
Ronan, thank you.